5 of Disney's Biggest Woke Fails Under Fired CEO Bob Chapek. By David Ng on November 21, 2022. During his disastrous tenure as Disney CEO, Bob Chapek oversaw a near-complete wokeification of the once-beloved company with his aggressive pursuit of far-left causes, including transgenderism and the sexualization of children's entertainment. As a result, shares of the Walt Disney Company are in the toilet and the previously invincible company is facing an uncertain financial outlook, with layoffs and hiring freezes on the horizon. On Sunday, the Walt Disney Company shit-canned Chapek after just 2 years on the job. But don't expect a political reversal under old now new boss Bob Iger, who will no doubt push Disney even further left. Iger, who once entertained a run for the White House against then-President Donald Trump, is an avowed leftist and social justice warrior who recently told CNN that corporate leaders have a moral duty to take a position on issues including climate change, immigration and, most recently, Florida's anti-grooming parental rights and education law. A lot of these issues are not necessarily political. It's about right and wrong, Iger said. Chapek's decision to pick a fight with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R, over the state's parental rights and education law, which the left smeared as don't say gay, was just one of Disney's many woke fails under his leadership. Here are 5 of the biggest woke disasters that Chapek oversaw during his tenure. Fighting Florida's anti-grooming parental rights and education law. Chapek caved to a small group of far-left activist employees, reversing his earlier decision to remain neutral on the Florida legislation. You needed me to be a stronger ally in the fight for equal rights and I let you down. I am sorry, Chapek said in a memo to Disney staffers in March. Chapek promised to continue fighting the bill even after it passed into law. He poked the bear one too many times. Florida stripped Disney World of its self-governing and special tax status in Orlando, a privilege the company held for nearly 5 decades. Explosion of transgender and groomer content for children. Under Chapek, Disney has embarked on the sexualization of children's entertainment as well as the incorporation of transgender themes in shows and movies aimed at minors. Disney leaders were caught on camera openly boasting about how they are promoting a not-at-all-secret gay agenda. Transgender characters started popping up seemingly everywhere, including the animated Disney Plus series Baymax and the Disney Channel's Raven's Home. And the director behind the Disney Plus Marvel series She-Hulk, attorney at law, recently said her show was able to explore a woman's sex life and still be enjoyed by children. Disney expands into anti-gay countries while pushing LGBTQ content at home. Chapek's corporate hypocrisy reached its apex when he expanded Disney's footprint into Middle Eastern countries where being gay is still illegal or taboo. Disney even censored its own gay and transgender content on the version of the Disney Plus streaming service that it launched in the region in June, pulling the animated movie Lightyear, which features a lesbian kiss, and the Baymax series, which has a transgender man who menstruates. Disney's Mulan thanked Chinese officials who oversee concentration camps. When it was released in 2020, Disney's live-action movie Mulan used its end credits to thank an official Chinese government security bureau linked to Uyghur concentration camps. The end credits include a special thank you to the Turpan Municipal Bureau of Public Security, which runs a concentration camp for Uyghur Muslims where detainees are forced to recite Communist Party propaganda. Disney's closeness to the CCP was something that began long before Chapek became CEO. Iger was one of the chief architects of Disney's ambitions in China. Disney sells gay pride merchandise made in anti-LGBTQ China. In its continued efforts to pander to the gays, Disney launched an LGBTQ-themed pride collection fashion line this year. But it turns out the line features clothing manufactured in China, which continues to regard homosexuality as a mental disorder and recently announced a crackdown on sissy men in entertainment. Disney said it would donate some of the profits to groups that support LGBTQIA+ youth and families. China decriminalized homosexuality in 1997, but the CCP still looks unfavorably upon gay people and significantly restricts displays of alleged homosexual or effeminate behavior. Follow David Ng on Twitter at Hey, it's David Ng. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.